When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we go to Tokyo. To Lance Gatling, a principal in Nexial Research, and someone who can help us understand the exciting democratic choices now for the Japanese people as the Prime Minister Kishida steps away at the end of summer. And there are many candidates for the Prime Minister of the LDP. Lance, a very good day to you. My understanding is that what happens in Japan doesn't stay in Japan because of the scale of the threat of China and because Japan and its military play a vital role if there is to be a defense in the island chains, especially because Prime Minister Kishida led an effort to put Japan and South Korea on the same path and support, always support Taiwan. So the next prime minister of LDP on security issues. Is that a choice? Is there a range of choices? I see so many different names. Is there a pacifist wing? Is there a hawkish wing? Does it break down like that? Good day to you, Lance.
Well, hello, Gordon. Hello, John. Greetings from the future. Yes, this is an exciting LDP presidential election, since the LDP holds both houses in Japan's bicameral diet, what they call their parliament. The president elected by the Liberal Democratic Party will almost certainly become Japan's next prime minister. And there is a range of thoughts within the seven or eight people who've declared that they're going to run. They have to get the support of 20 seated members of the LDP contingent of the parliament, of the diet. And then those that pass that barrier will begin to campaign for the position, talking not only to LDP members, but also to neutral voters who would support an LDP in any future election by-elections. And then the 1.1 million paid-in members of the LDP will vote on them. And when you ask about defense, probably the most experienced person that has declared he's going to run is Ishiba Shigeru, who has probably the most time in the diet except for the LDP Secretary General himself, Motegi. But Ishiba is very well noted, a very well-rounded, moderate politician who has a good public support, but has failed in the past four attempts that he's made to become the LDP president. On the more hawkish side, you have the interesting Lady Takaichi Sanai, who is actually a drummer for a heavy metal band as a younger woman. She's now in her 60s. She's been elected, I think, four times now, but she's kind of a conservative, very conservative, right-wing heartthrob, as you would. She's an attractive woman, very articulate, well-educated. She She and a number of the other ones have a lot of experience with the United States, speaking English. A couple of them graduated from Harvard. So for many years, this is sort of a gerontology that would run for these positions. But you have two men in their 40s. You have two women, including the current foreign minister, Kamikawa Yoko, who's another Harvard graduate and may well become the first prime minister of Japan if Kishida throws his weight behind her. There's a thought that he wants to be the kingmaker, or rather the queenmaker in this instance, and she would become the first female prime minister if that's the case. It's been decades since a previous female foreign minister was assigned, and she's done quite well. So part of that, certainly the national security interests are high in the concerns and the expectations of Americans who watch this situation. But the Japanese themselves are demanding a change from politics as normal, which included problems with the Japanese branch of the Unification Church and some financial scandals that were attached to that relationship in the form of some slush funds that were slushing around between various members. Some of those folks were excised, and now this is a very interesting race this year.
Gordon, you have a question for Lance.
Well, Lance, I guess now we know how the heavy metal vote will go. But the question is, how about those people who want engagement with China? How will they pick their candidate? And also, I guess, those who don't want the engagement, who have a much more hawkish view on their next door neighbor.
Well, bear in mind that this is not a direct election, that there are no other parties involved. This is an LDP internal issue that has external domestic impact, also international impact. One of the thoughts is that part of the consideration is how these would-be candidates for the presidential, for the presidency of the LDP would be able to interact with the U.S. government, particularly if a Trump comes along. Kishida was quite close with Prime Minister Abe, who was very close to President Trump. I think Abe handled the relationship with Trump perfectly. There was a lot of concern about that, but he really rose to the occasion and made it a very good thing. And the follow through from Kishida on the national security issues has made a lot of people happy. So the primary folks who want to engage China more are not necessarily in the LDP. The Liberal Democratic Party is not liberal, and it's barely a political party. It's a coalition of a number of factions, they are called in English. And the factions are like their own little parties themselves. And then you have to herd these cats together to get elected to the presidency, which, like I say, in this case, is almost a guarantee of becoming Japan's next prime minister late September.
Lance, let's go to the economy, because there is much talk of worldwide inflation recovering from the pandemic. Japan has been understood to be flatlined for years because of things that happened in the 20th century. Is that an issue for the LDP?
It certainly is, Gordon. The actions of the Bank of Japan regarding the exchange rate, watched very closely by the Japanese, who, after all, have over 20% of their economy tied up with that of China. It was interesting that Janet Yellen at a meeting of the I think it was the G7 said that, you know, it's okay to work on your exchange rate, but you don't beggar your neighbors. And it was widely seen as a shot at Japan for a punishing exchange rate, so the Japanese could export, taking away market share from the Chinese. I'm not sure it's so simple, but that's the way she put it. But certainly there is concern here that wages have not kept up with inflation, that inflation, although held pretty much at bay for a long time, has been making itself felt in the living expenses of average Japanese, and they want something done about it.
Gordon, we have time for a quick question.
Lance, the yen has plummeted against the dollar. is going back to your point, is this part of government policy or is this just a sign of the weakness of the Japanese economy and the strength of the American one?
This is not an active policy by the Bank of Japan, but they certainly, a lot of people have seen this coming. The Japanese debt is tremendous. The national, the sovereign debt is tremendous. But they had held the interest rates so that there's actually developed a very strange and wonderful artifice in which you could have what's called a yen carry trade. You borrow money in yen at very, very low rates and then invest it in very, very safe devices, instruments in the United States, like treasury bonds and things like that, and make for sophisticated, well-heeled investors, they were making a lot of money. Well, they got crushed in this exchange rate. And the question is, how does that go forward? So there are predictions all over the map. If Trump wins, it's going one way. If Trump loses, it's going another way. If I knew how to do that, I probably would be a much richer man than I am today, and I might not be speaking to you two gents. So here we are.
Lance Gatling, a principal at Nexio Research in Tokyo, helping us sort through the governance questions facing the LDP and the very large dominant party in the Diet. And also the Japanese people as we go forward into the confrontation with the People's Republic of China. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.